Hello, and welcome to episode 117 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care looks like getting some new books from the library and watching lots of football. And I hope that you're taking care of yourself this week as well. And I am so thankful you're here listening today. The goal of this podcast is to create a safe space for you to take a few moments out of your day, learn about some mental health topics on your time, and hopefully gain a little bit of self-awareness. And as much as I love to do awkward one-sided therapy, this show is not a replacement for actual therapy, which I hope you are pursuing. But part of the reason I'm here is also to help define and maybe break down some counselees, as my husband calls it, you know, words that we use in therapy often, or maybe you've read it in an article or heard it somewhere. But I like to break those thoughts down in these episodes so that you can learn more about it and see if it's something that you're either doing or might need to be aware of. And that's what we're doing today. I want to talk to you about fortune telling. No, I'm not talking the lady at the carnival that looks over her crystal ball. Fortune telling, by definition, is a form of cognitive distortions. And it's something that happens very often with anyone struggling with anxiety, and it can even be a sort of trauma response. But cognitive distortions, that's just a fancy way of saying not so great thinking. This is not going to help you if you think this way. Fortune telling is almost always negative, but predicting the future before you've really even factored in everything in the situation. It's one of the most common cognitive distortions. So if you struggle with this, you are not alone. And honestly, with the last few years that we've had as a society, this might be more common than it has been in the past. So fortune telling would be, oh, this pandemic's never going to get better. Or, oh, I totally blew that job interview. I'm not going to get the job. Or, oh, great, the kids are already acting like this. It's going to be a terrible day. You just created this fortune of what the future is going to look like based on very little evidence. One thing might happen, and then you put all the other 700 pieces together really quickly by fortune telling what it's going to look like. Now, granted, sometimes this can be a protective response. You're wanting to self-preserve a little bit. Maybe you have had things go bad in the past. So if you just assume they're all going to go terribly, it won't be so disappointing if something might not go perfectly. But when this starts interfering with you wanting to engage in things because you won't even take step one because you know 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are going to go so poorly, or you're going to screw something up, or they're going to let you down no matter what, that's when it really becomes a problem. That's when you need to start practicing how to overcome fortune telling. And that starts with awareness. So I wanted to define it a little bit, give you some examples, and then give you some tips on how to stop it, or at least start the process of stopping it. So we've already defined it. It is predicting the future when you really haven't considered all the variables, or naturally defaulting to, this is going to be terrible. Do you do that already? Some of you might be listening and say, oh, that's not what everybody does. That's not the norm. And I want to encourage you that there are so many people who do this on a regular basis who are not even aware. So learning to combat this, number one, is just to be aware that you're doing it. I have clients who will be telling me a story or recounting something that's happened or that's going to happen. And I literally have to say, fortune telling. Oh, did you hear it? You did it again. Because they don't hear it. You don't hear it coming out of your own mouth. You don't hear it processing in your mind, maybe because it's been such a default. But now that you have a little catchphrase for it, you can remember, okay, am I looking into this crystal ball and trying to tell the future when it's still really foggy? So being aware is the first part. Secondly, just kind of tracking when it happens? Is there a pattern? Some people keep thought journals. You know, I had this thought, or maybe like a prayer journal, or you're writing out things and just saying, hey, I don't know where this came from, but when I go into this situation, I tend to always predict a horrible ending. Even a note on your phone, you kind of write it down of, we've taken all these steps to work towards our goal, but goodness, we're never going to make it. Or maybe you're guilty of saying, here we go again, that friend's never going to change. Or this is a new situation, I'm totally going to embarrass myself. You can hear hints of self-preservation, but also it leaves no room for all the good that could happen and kind of prepares your mind for the worst. There's nothing wrong with setting realistic expectations for a situation, but if they always skew negative, or you always anticipate and fortune tell someone's response to a situation, this goes both ways. It's not even just your own thoughts, but if you practice fortune telling by always knowing, oh, I know what they're going to say about that, so I'm not even going to say it. I know how they're going to respond, so I won't engage. Like I said, that's when it becomes an issue. That's when I say, hit my red button, go, that's fortune telling. You don't know how they're going to respond. Even if they've done this in the past, it might be different this time. So being aware of it, writing down some of these thoughts. Number three, working with a therapist. Someone who's trained in cognitive behavioral therapy or is familiar with fortune telling. Someone who can walk you through recognizing and making changes as needed. And then in your own life, you can do this on a regular basis. It's just called putting your thoughts on trial. In a biblical sense, it's called taking every thought captive. So you're going to take that thought, examine it, cross-examine it, pretend you're in the courtroom saying, okay, hey thought, telling me what's going to happen that's so terrible. What evidence are you working with? Where did that come from? Are there any other possible outcomes for this moment or for this situation? And then while you're there, you can continue with your courtroom talk and say, okay, but here are three other potential outcomes that may be positive. Mind blown. I hope you know when I'm saying all this jokingly and kind of lightheartedly, I understand that this is a regular battle for some people. Maybe even you listening right now, you think, I've done this for years. How in the world would this change? It can, and I really hope it will in your life. If this is something that's affecting your daily life, I absolutely hope you're either already seeing a counselor or can get an appointment soon. If you need help finding someone, you can reach out to me. But we spend so much precious time of our lives predicting a future that may not even happen. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know how that person's going to respond to the thing you want to talk to them about. You may nail that job interview and get the job you've dreamt of. Your kids might be perfect angels when you pick them up from school today. What I'm saying is your time is your most precious resource, and I don't want you to waste any of it fortune telling a future that you dread. So you can take active steps starting today to combat that and be able to point it out in your own life. Oh, fortune telling, I'm doing it again. Where's my crystal ball? Put it back on the shelf. I don't need to fortune tell in this situation. I hope that was helpful today. If you have any questions or comments, you can always reach out to me on my website, convenientcounselor.com, or on social media at convenientcounselor. But I really appreciate you listening today. And if you enjoyed this episode or learned anything in it, please share with a friend. Let someone know about the podcast. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. And as always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. See you next time.